With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In Georgia, a 26-year-old Venezuelan man has been convicted of murder in the killing of Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley.
Jose Ibarra was charged with murder and other crimes in Riley's February death. The guilty verdict was rendered late Wednesday morning by Athens-Clarke County Superior Court Judge H. Patrick Haggard. Ibarra had waived his right to a jury trial, meaning that Haggard alone heard and decided the case. The killing added fuel to the national debate over immigration when federal authorities said Ibarra illegally entered the U.S. in 2022 and was allowed to stay in the country while he pursued his immigration case.
Correspondent Jeremy House with that report. Judge Haggard is expected to sentence Ibarra within the hour. Also at SRNNews.com, what's expected to be one of the strongest storms in northwest U.S. in decades has now arrived. Heavy rain and winds expected to pummel the region and potentially cause power outages and flash floods. That will last through Friday. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on political bias at FEMA.
On Capitol Hill, Deanne Criswell says a critical function in hurricane relief efforts is to go door to door to tell people what resources are available. In one recent case,
this employee wrote to about 11 staff members under her supervision that they should, quote, avoid homes advertising Trump. End quote.
Criswell says that employee has been fired. She does not believe this is part of any widespread cultural problem at FEMA and welcomes an investigation.
Our goal is to help all people.
A different team was sent into the field to contact all the homes that were skipped over at the employee's direction. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Dow dropping 53 points, the NASDAQ down 111. This is SRN News. A letter to America's leading companies. SRN's Michael Harrington with a report.
It has been sent by Alliance Defending Freedom to all the members of the Fortune 1000, and it urges them to abandon their efforts to promote transgenderism and other aspects of the diversity, equity, inclusion campaign. The Christian legal firm points out that pursuing DEI not only enrages customers, but potentially violates the rights of company workers, leading to lawsuits. A growing number of big firms have already abandoned DEI. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The first batch of artwork from the Boy Scouts of America's collection has raised over $3.7 million at auction to help pay the compensation owed to those who were sexually abused by homosexual scout leaders. The 25 works offered up by Heritage Auctions among over 300 from the scouts that will be sold over the next few years. This is SRN News. Jersey Mike's sandwich chain acquired by a private equity firm.
Jersey Mike's, the sandwich chain, dates back to 1956 when it had a Point Pleasant, New Jersey storefront location that was originally called Mike's Sub. In 1975, a teenager who worked there bought it. Peter Cancro bought the operation with the help of his football coach. Today, Jersey Mike's has 3,000 locations open or in development across the country. Now it's being acquired by asset management giant Blackstone. A source says the transaction will value Jersey Mike's at about $8 billion. The deal expected to close in early 2025. I'm Rita Foley.
Target etched out a slim sales increase in the third quarter as customers pull back on spending. Costs related to a dock workers' strike in October also dragged on the results. Target did fall short of Wall Street expectations for the quarter. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.